Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hey everyone, I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Good afternoon, Sabrina.
Well, hello, Christine.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well overall. How are you?
Let's see. I'm so glad the topic today is stress because I have been immersed in stress for like the past week and a half. And I really hope we have something illuminating to say about it because I need to learn how to deal with it.
I think we all need to. I really do. I think right now everyone is feeling a bit overwhelmed with some life circumstances. And maybe it's just a time for us to learn how to really move through those experiences unblemished.
Right. And it doesn't mean it's not going to be intense. It doesn't mean that you're not going to feel emotions that we associate as being negative, such as, you know, sadness, grief, pain, frustration. And yet, ultimately, it should be something that flows and moves us to the next stage of things. And, you know, sometimes the stress is just something that is something you expect, and sometimes it's not. I mean, I think about it's the beginning of the school year for those of us here in North America, and oh my goodness, the things that have to be done for our kids when they go to school every day, you know, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it sort of shifts our schedule, and there's a whole different focus, and there's homework, and there's, you know, there's lunches, and there's the issues of are they in getting enough sleep, and am I getting enough sleep, and you know, that's kind of intense. And then there's the relationship stuff or the, you know, career crisis or, you know, whatever else. There's so many types of stress. And, you know, I think that the big issue is how do we find balance? How are we true to ourselves in the midst of being totally overwhelmed?
Well, you know, and I keep asking myself that. I'm facing my fair share of stress as well. And it was actually quite interesting. A little while ago, I was out on the mountaintop. I was sitting on a rock and I was contemplating some of my upcoming obligations versus the strong desire I have to really just be true to myself and to follow the feelings I'm having and asking for guidance. And something fell on top of my head. And I went, what?
Sorry.
And I look to the ground and there's nothing that fell on the ground. And I'm like, oh, I was really kind of scared to touch the top of my head. I thought,
right.
Oh, maybe a bird pooped on me. So I bent my head down gently and a caterpillar fell.
Oh, perfect.
And I had to think, well, you know, what does a caterpillar represent? Here's some very valuable information coming to me right now. Actually landing on top of my head.
Yeah.
But, you know, the caterpillar represents transformation. And in the caterpillar phase, as we're kind of what we're doing, exploring life and finding all the nutrients and everything that we need to nourish ourselves before we go into that cocoon phase, before we ultimately transform and blossom into something new and unexpected. And that's my message, is it's time for me to be still and be true to myself and go into that cocoon phase for this next part of that expansion, like you're mentioning, we're all going through.
And I feel like I'm at that stage where I'm beginning to, you know, find my way out of the chrysalis. And it's uncomfortable being in it, but it's also frightening and uncomfortable to be breaking through it. So I think that each stage of that transformation has different messages for us, but it also has different stresses. If you think of, well, when I talk about stress, you know, I think about all the negative emotions, you know, when we're feeling overwhelmed and all that stuff. But I remember hearing a teacher once years ago say something that seemed so wise to me. He said, stress is resistance to what is. Stress is the resistance to what is. And I thought, how perfect, you know, because really, when we're overwhelmed, when we're doing all these things, really our resistance creates so much of the pain.
Absolutely. It's like amnesia. It's like for a moment, we forget who we really are and the power that we have available to us because we're allowing the circumstances around us to influence us so strongly.
Right, right. And I think that sometimes we resist our own unfolding, if you will. We resist being true to ourselves in the process of the change or within the context of whatever situation we're in that's making us uncomfortable. I mean, if you're feeling overwhelmed because it's the beginning of school and suddenly, you know, the PTA asked you to participate in the bake sale and you've always been, you know, one that they can rely on and suddenly you find yourself saying yes to it even though you know you're totally overwhelmed and you're not getting enough sleep and you're starting to get grumpy with your children, then, you know, that means you're not being true to yourself. And so you're kind of dealing with that inner resistance to, do I stand up for myself and who I am, or do I behave in a way that other people will approve of me?
Exactly. That's it. I think oftentimes we say yes because we want that approval. Again, it's something outside of ourselves. We're right. expecting to get that validation from something that is incapable in many times of providing that validation to us.
Right. And even if we do get that validation, in one sense or another, on some level, it will always end. And it will always remind us that we can't, I mean, really, when we're asking for validation, when you get right down to the crux of it, we are looking for love, right?
Yes.
Not like looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, not like the romantic love, but although sometimes it can be the romantic love.
Tell more.
I just thought of the words of that song, and I stopped myself from singing it. You know, fear of judgment. You know, on the radio here.
You don't want everyone to hear your beautiful singing voice. Is that it?
Yes, exactly. But I'm thinking, you know, it's like wanting validation is somehow making us feel good about ourselves, but it really comes down to filling up our love tank, if you will, as Gary Chapman, you know, calls it. He's the author of the 5 Love Languages, and he talks about how we, you know, we all have a love tank that needs to be filled, and how do we go about filling it, and, you know, what are the interactions and relationships? But anyway, many of us, our love tank isn't very full. And so we look outside of ourselves to fill it. And therein lies a problem, right?
Well, that's a big problem because, again, anytime we're looking outside of ourselves for anything, it's like getting a temporary fix. You know, I think back years ago when my escape was, you know, alcohol or shopping or anything like that, it was always needing something outside of myself to feel good in that moment. And it was short-lived and it wasn't fulfilling in any way. And I didn't discover true fulfillment until I started turning within and really connecting to that source within myself.
Yeah.
Because that's unlimited. There's no need to fill that up. It's there.
Right, right. And it really is a matter of allowing it and removing all the inner resistance we have to the flow of that. And the resistance is huge because we've spent a lifetime in you know, various types of programming, including, you know, I think it's particularly true of females in our society, but it's, you know, I think it's true, you know, across both genders, and that is what other people think of us is really important, and we're here to please others. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't make us happy ultimately, because sometimes we're going to disappoint people. Sometimes we're going to be doing things, and even though we're pleasing people, we're feeling empty within because we're looking for it in the wrong places.
Yeah, that's when we start to become a little bit resentful if we're constantly pleasing others and doing for others, and then we often won't feel that appreciation, and we're left even more empty and even more resistant at that point.
Right. And, you know, there are going to be times when we're going to be overwhelmed, at least from my perspective in my own life. You know, it's funny because I've been working long hours, and, you know, both at within my home life and within my business life. And today I got in the car to come to the to my office. I had strange sleeping hours last night. I did some computer work at home this morning. Then I took a short nap, and then I started heading to the office, and I hadn't had lunch yet. I was going to have lunch here in my office. And I got stuck in a really bad traffic jam because there was construction going on.
Yep.
So
you're
close to
your office.
I know. And I'm like 9 minutes away typically. And I sat there for, you know, oh gosh, 5 to 7 minutes, just hop, skip, and jump away from my house, knowing full well that I was probably going to miss our radio show if I sat there much longer, and had to turn around and look for another route to get here, thinking, I don't know if I'm going to have time for lunch, and I don't know, you know, what happens if I can't get there in time? Will Brian call me on my cell phone and somehow get into the show, you know? And I thought, you know what? As I went this sort of back way to my office, I've come up to this intersection, and I have to turn onto this fairly major road, and there's tons of traffic going, you know, back and forth. And I think, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to pull out of here. It's not looking good. And then I decided, well, you know what? There's nothing I can do about this. So I took a deep breath and decided I was just going to allow whatever was going to unfold to unfold. And in that moment, traffic cleared on one side. On the other side, there was like this long traffic jam, and there was a little opening in that. And instead of the woman who was driving that car, instead of pulling forward, she pointed to me and invited me to take a left turn and end up right in front of her car. And so there I was, sort of letting go. And in that moment is when I got the help that I needed.
The allowance, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And
don't you love that?
I do. And it's such a great lesson to learn, because, you know, I think that one of the really negative aspects of stress is when we go around thinking we need to control everything, you know, because we are feeling overwhelmed and we have to control our time and we have to do this and do that and control our child, you know, make sure they're doing this or that, and making sure, you know, our mate is, you know, doing what they need to do on the way home so that we can actually have dinner. I mean, you know, it can be this long list of things to manage. And when you're in that mode, things, you might be able to manage it for a little while, but ultimately things are going to fall apart. And likely on some level, you're going to fall apart. You know, it's not good. And then
that mode is basically based on fear. Yeah. It all comes down to fear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fear is a huge aspect of managing stress, isn't it?
It is.
Let's talk about that when we come back from our break, because it's such an important topic. And I know that you and I are having to walk through fear, you know, on a regular basis. And I'm sure we'll share some of our own stories. So this is Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today, Christine and I are talking about ways to remain true to yourself, even when life isn't necessarily going according to plan, or you're trying to control too many things, or you're feeling overwhelmed or a bit stressed. It's easy to do in our society. In fact, when I was in human resources, I actually believed that there was a healthy level of stress.
I think a lot of us have been taught that, really. It's like what stress helps keep us going, is that right?
Yeah,
kind of like coffee?
Exactly. It's like thriving. You know, like your body thrived on a certain level of stress. It was what they were selling at the time, and I think it was just for a way for people that were, you know, stuck in those little cubicles in the office mm-hmm. under fluorescent lights to feel better about themselves. I'm not sure.
Right, you know, because the stress of being in a cage and going around on that hamster wheel really is good for you because you're getting some exercise, right?
Yeah, the scenery might not be changing. Yeah, you know, you're talking about eating at your office, and that's another unhealthy right. thing that many of us do. You know, I remember many a lunch break being at my desk while I was working through it, munching down whatever I could find in the office or have somebody go out and grab for me.
Yeah. However, you know, I had this beautiful salad with pears and nuts in it and an iced tea, and it's on a beautiful placemat and a real plate. You were commenting before here. You can hear my fork on the plate. I subject the listeners to the fork on the plate. And the rushing part is not good, but I find that since eating is a matter of intaking energy of sorts, you know, I try to be in a centered place when I eat, but I'll take whatever I can get. So if I can't be centered, I'll still eat.
Well, I think you're pretty centered now.
Yeah.
Now that you're no longer stuck in traffic.
And, you know, before the break, we were talking about fear.
Yes.
Yeah. And it seems to me that, you know, as you were saying before the break, Sabrina, this feeling of needing control all these details in order to manage life, you know, and oftentimes we think of life as being very, very stressful because that's what we've turned it into or that's the way we perceive it. But that is based on fear is what you were saying. Can you explain more about that?
Well, you know, from somebody who is riddled with fear and has stepped through a lot of it, but still has much to face almost on a daily basis, it really is something that motivates a lot of us, that fear. We need to control the situation, the circumstances, those around us, in order to have things go the way we expect them to go. Like, right. You know, the old adage, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy, you know?
Right.
And I can remember always trying to have everyone do what they needed to do when they needed to do it so that it would unfold the way I felt was best. And right. As you said, you know, you were looking for alternatives to your route to get to the office on time for the show. Uh-huh. Yet when you just simply surrendered and released, and that's when we trust. And so with trust, uh-huh. There is no fear. Uh-huh. And that's the difference. You have to start to get to that place of trusting and allowing that the universe has this all figured out and has the much broader perspective than we can in our limited vantage point in our human form. You know, it's
right,
just
right.
We really have like blinders on.
And in that moment when I let go, I thought how amusing it would be if I were stuck in traffic for so long that I was going to have to do the show on stress from my car on my cell phone with my headset on, like. That is like, that's almost laughable. It's so ridiculously perfect. So, exactly. You know, it would have been fine either way. But what wouldn't have been fine is for me to turn that, you know, the circumstances into an emotionally upsetting situation.
Right, like thinking that somebody's out conspiring against you.
Right. Nothing's going right today or... I should have left earlier, you know, this is a problem. I tend to not leave early. I mean, whatever we can make it into something negative when in fact it's just unfolding perfectly.
Yeah. It's just information, right?
Right. Right. And, you know, I think that the fear comes up in lots of different ways when, you know, the letting go and the trusting, that's a huge one, as you're saying, that is so big. And the other fear that we alluded to before is fear of not getting the approval of others. For instance, you know, when my son needs help, one of my sons needs help with homework, you know, I tend to be there for him, you know, certain times a day because I do work, but I like to be there. And I like to sort of say, okay, you know, you really need to start your homework, for my youngest at least. But you know, it's not my job to manage it completely. If my son decides to wait until way too late to start his homework, then he needs to have the natural consequences of either, you know, not getting to bed early enough or not having his homework done, you know? And isn't that perfect that my child should learn the natural consequences of his actions? Why should it be my job to manage it?
Right, like to be that parachute parent that comes in and constantly saves your children from their own poor planning.
Right, right. And, you know, when we save our children in the moment, oftentimes we're actually doing a disservice to them long term, because this is when they get to practice at life in various ways. And yes, they're living life and living life fully, you know, many times, but they're getting to practice some of the responsibility roles that they're going to be taking on more fully when they get to be adults.
Right, exactly, because you don't want them 30 years old living in your house asking you to help them with their work still, right?
Exactly. And can you do my laundry, Mom? You know, that sort of thing. No, thank you.
Well, and it's interesting that we talk about kids, and it's our natural, as a parent, I think we want to kind of feather the nest a little bit for our children to make life a little bit easier than maybe what we had it, that type of thing. And yet it was just pointed out to me today that, you know, the same love and compassion that I so openly give to everyone else, I'm not giving to myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a big one. That's really important in times of stress, isn't it?
It is extremely important in times of stress because, you know, that's the thing. The first thing we do is our breathing. When we're stressed out, it's that fight or flight automatically kicks in. It's our innate wisdom. And our breathing starts to become shallow. I know when I'm feeling overwhelmed, if I can just pause for a moment and take some deep cleansing breaths, that helps me to return to center.
Yeah, that helps me too.
Find some clarity.
Right, right. And I know physiologically, stress has a lot of negative consequences on our bodies, you know, from our immune system to our cortisol, you know, our hormone levels. You know, they talk about how that the cortisol level goes up in that fight or flight kind of stress situation. And when the cortisol level goes up, it helps us to retain weight. And so there are many people who aren't getting enough sleep and who are totally stressed out who are maintaining and retaining excess poundage, you know, excess weight, because they're not in a place of ease, and they probably eat differently as well. But just the mere fact of being stressed affects our bodies in very negative ways. And so somehow we need to get out of that situation. Not the situation, but get out of our response to the situation.
Yes, our perception of it. That's the thing. It's when we can shift our awareness and our perception, everything changes. And sometimes it's hard when what is getting our attention so loud and so clearly, we often don't see that there is a kinder, gentler way out of that situation or a different way to even perceive it.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I think about, you know, I've got an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old, and my 12-year-old is like 12 going on 30, but he's hitting that stage where he's hormonal, more reactive, you know, his voice is deepening, doesn't speak to people quite as nicely, particularly his parents, you know. And I'm feeling like when he's seeming a little out of balance, instead of thinking, why is he treating me this way, I'm thinking, oh, this is perfect, you know. He's going through this process of separating from me and his father. And he's, you know, he's expressing his feelings in the moment. And yes, I set boundaries because that's part of my maintaining stability and balance in times of stress, and stability and balance in general is setting boundaries. Mm-hmm. But I don't take it personally because it's really his perfect path.
Right. And that's the important, I think, when our children or anyone around us is experiencing something emotional in that moment, you know, we want to make them feel better. We want to console them, want often make light of what it is that they're experiencing instead of honoring the fact that what they're going through is very real.
Yes.
And yes, we can set those boundaries. That's important because, as you know, Tabitha is also at that age where she's getting those hormones going as well.
Right, right.
And I'm seeing my little girl change before my eyes, and it's not always fun.
Yes.
But we have to honor that process, because when we stuff the emotions and we don't allow them to come, you know, to fruition, they manifest in the body, just like the stress that wears its toll on the body. So does unprocessed emotions.
Yes.
So we just have to just always honor ourselves and where we're at.
Yeah. And I think that's so important. And in fact, I think we should talk a little bit more about how to deal with our emotions, not only on a day-to-day basis, but in the stressful periods of our life, because I think that can be key to helping us move through the stressful times with more ease. So stay tuned. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment.
feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And Christine and I are talking about what it's like when life is a little overwhelming, and we get a little stressed out. What happens when their emotions rear their ugly head? Even though they're all important and we love them all, sometimes right. They're not always pleasing, are they?
No, they're not. And it's funny because we do, in our society, have this concept of good emotions and bad emotions, positive emotions and negative emotions. And really, they're all emotions and they're all expressing where we're at. They all have information in them, right?
Yes.
But we often will allow the positive ones out and suppress the negative ones. So in times of stress, times when we're completely overwhelmed, that's often the time when these negative emotions that we have been suppressing actually begin to arise into, you know, our awareness and into other people's awareness.
Yeah, unfortunately, those other people are usually the ones closest to us, the ones we love the most.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, on some level, it's all perfect. You know, it's not that we should be misbehaving, but it's absolutely perfect when these emotions come up because it means there's something in here that we need to face. And if we you know, have our boundaries crossed on a regular basis in terms of, you know, giving too much, and suddenly we're trying to manage way too much or trying to do way too much, feeling overwhelmed, and somebody is doing the same thing they've been doing to us over and over again that we've been allowing, and suddenly they do it and we snap at them. You know, I mean, it's not appropriate to snap at them. However, it's very appropriate that we have that feeling of, don't cross this line. I'm tired of doing this, you know. So somehow we need to look at those emotions as information that's really important for us to evaluate and then to make changes based on the information.
Exactly, because we don't want to be overrun by our emotions by any means, but the information, and that is all it is. Everything is information, and those emotions, it's the feedback, as you said, Christine, right where it's where we're at in that moment. But the thing that's interesting about it is often that can be an indication of unresolved or unhealed or woundedness from the past that
yes.
we didn't allow to process. So it's interesting that we have this one little incident, like you said, somebody's going around living their life, business as usual, treating us the same way, and all of a sudden we snap. Well, why did we reach that breaking point? You know, there mm-hmm. was something else that triggered it, really,
right.
not necessarily the messenger.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it's because of the relationship with the messenger, and sometimes it's something completely different. And as you said, you know, they're often long-term issues, and sometimes it's the perfect opportunity to face something that we're basically just dying on some level to express from our childhood. You know, something that needs to be healed, a woundedness that needs to be healed from our childhood, which is so important to do, because otherwise it keeps showing up over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, we'll be given unlimited opportunities to heal from that experience.
Right, right. And, you know, I know for me, because of, you know, a relationship with one of my parents, I ended up feeling like just longing to be heard and seen and, you know, appreciated. And it's kind of funny that I ended up teaching on stage and speaking on the radio and sometimes on television. And, you know, it's all perfect, because sometimes our wounds kind of motivate us to move forward to, you know, become more. But sometimes, you know, certain relationships will trigger that in me when somebody just really, really isn't hearing me, and they have no interest in hearing me. They have no interest in understanding, or even though they try to understand me, they can't. You know, I can feel sometimes that woundedness coming up within me. And it's like, oh, wow, you know, isn't this wonderful? Because this is information that says this wound has not yet healed, and here it is again to face and process.
Yes. And I think, you know, it's interesting that you and I have, our life paths have crossed in the way that they have. And we've come together because I think we've both, you know, wanted to be seen and heard and appreciated.
Right.
Like many other people, you know.
Yeah.
So we are attracting those people that are here to help us. And you and I have had many conversations when one of us are out of balance to provide that clarity. I think it's really important when we're in times of stress for people to reach out to a trusted support network.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's part of nurturing yourself in the midst of stress, in the midst of being overwhelming, even if it's just, you know, text messaging your best friend back and forth a couple of times saying, oh, I'm completely overwhelmed. This is what happened. And, you know, oh, you know, hugs and smiley faces coming back. It's that kind of support is invaluable.
It really is. And it's important, you know, that support that we're seeking is, it doesn't necessarily have to see the world through our eyes, because we do all have that unique perspective, but just has to genuinely be there to see us for our highest good and for what we want to express in the world, instead of bringing us down. Because there's a lot of support out there that will second guess us. I mean, it's like when we share something with someone that we're passionate about, and then they don't share that same passion, then sometimes we'll second guess our own intuition and our own guidance, because we're
right.
looking outside ourselves again.
Yeah. And, you know, I do think it's really important for us to face what it is our passions are. And I think sometimes in the midst of stress and crisis and, you know, situations that are a bit overwhelming, it creates big emotions within us, because on some level we're recognizing that we're trapped and not able to be who we really want to be or express ourselves fully. And, you know, we never really are trapped, because we create our own jail cells. You know, we're the builders of our own jails.
Right. And we do. We imprison ourselves for all types of reasons. Many people have the same types of programming with self-worth issues, things like that. Mm-hmm. But many have other things. And whatever it is that's causing us to feel imprisoned, again, when we feel those feelings come up, those emotions, those intense emotions, take the break at that point. Pause. Go out in nature. Do something for yourself. Put the oxygen mask on. Find your breath.
Right.
And then listen and tune in. What is here for me? And ask, what's here for me? What is this about? Why is this happening? Why does this keep happening? You know?
Yes.
And look for the messages, because we have that unyielding, or well, the very yielding, but the unlimited support that is going to flow to us when we just simply pause and step out of our own way for a moment.
Right. And, you know, I think an important part of the entire process is to think of what's unfolding in our lives as a script that our higher self has written for us in order for us to express ourselves more fully, in order for us to be happy. And so if you look at the turmoil or the stress or whatever, and you're feeling like you need to shift something, something's out of balance or it's bringing up things, it's really a matter of something you have been invited into your experience on a vibrational level, you know, to, in order for you to become more and more of who you truly want to be on a deep level, when you're connected to source, God, whatever you want to call it, that part of you that really wants to express itself in your life, then, you know, this is just an opportunity that you have attracted to yourself in order to become more.
Yes, I know. That whole, the blessings in disguise, right?
Right.
Sometimes they're not feeling like blessings at the time.
Yes.
And I think you agree that you don't want them to be so hidden.
Right, right.
We want a little bit more of the obviousness of those blessings.
And sometimes you can't actually see the evidence that they're a blessing until you get farther away. It's kind of like you can't see the forest for the trees, you know. You have to step away, or you have to move through something to get the higher level perspective of, this is what was going on, you know. I mean, the fact that I'm able now to say that I got cancer, it was a really important part of my development, and I'm so grateful for that. That is basically saying that I've gotten to that place where I've got that high-level perspective. I've moved through it. I've seen the gifts, and there are always gifts in whatever we're experiencing, but I see the perfection that it's played in my life. And so it's, you know, we'll get there. So even if you're like in the midst of being immersed in something, you can't see the gifts. Eventually, if you recognize, have this perception that the gifts are there, you will begin to see them.
Yes, and just keep asking. Show me these gifts. Show me the purpose. Show me the reasons. And the messages, the information will continue to come to you in other ways. It will get your attention.
Right.
So that you're not feeling so alone and up against the world.
Yes, and when you do ask, try to let go of attachment to when you're going to find out about it, how you're going to find out about it. You know, that attachment, again, is based on fear. Our attachment to various things is really based on fear of, you know, if we don't have it, we're going to feel lost, we're going to feel overwhelmed, we're going to feel sad, we're going to feel alone, we're going to feel unloved. You know, there are lots of the things that we're afraid of. And if we can let go of attachment when we're seeking guidance, inner guidance, when we can let go of attachment, when we're seeking to get information about the gifts of a situation, the meaning of certain situations, then that will allow it to flow through us more easily, flow into us more easily, into our awareness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then if you try to quantify it in any way, it's just, again, fear that if you don't have it a certain way, you're going to miss it, perhaps.
Yeah.
So just be open to those possibilities and let the magic of the universe just surprise you. I know. Yeah. I've been surprised.
Oh, I
have a pillow on my head today. Are you kidding me?
You can't get more literal than that. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. And that the perfect information is there surrounding us on a daily basis. And the more we become aware of it, the more we get. And it's like this positive cyclical thing where, you know, we recognize that, oh my goodness, we've got such support, and you know, it allows us to let go into that flow more. So it's time for us to go to break yet again. It's a fun conversation, Sabrina. So, but we're going to continue in just a moment. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. When we come back, it's time for our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, and rise to the occasion of your life.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transform your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And before we get into the Authenticity Rising into action for the week, let's talk about how you can connect with us on another level. We have our website at AuthenticityRising.com, and we also have our Facebook page, Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. So we'd love to connect with you there, and if you want to meet with us in person, you'll have that opportunity. We'll be having a workshop, Authenticity Rising, 5 Fun Steps to True Empowerment on this Saturday, September 15th in Woodinville.
Yes, your in neck the Seattle of the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, at my center, which is a very wonderful, wonderful place that's got lots of positive energy. You know, it's been a healing center for a number of years. People walk in here and say, wow, it feels so good here. And it's a small setting, so you'll get personalized attention from Sabrina and me. So it will be fun. And we have fun at these workshops too, don't we?
We do. We have a lot of fun. You could also enjoy a really good yummy salad like Christine is enjoying at the Italian bistro next door.
Well, only at dinner time because they're not open on Saturdays at lunchtime. But
oh,
yes,
no.
Indeed. Yes. But yeah, and for those of you who have been to our workshop before here in the Seattle area, we, as you probably have noticed based on the title of the workshop, we've gone from 8 simple steps to 5 fun steps. So if you'd like to see our updated version that is the our book version, then please join us again because we'd love to share it with you on Saturday.
It'll be a lot of fun. But we do have an Authenticity Rising into Action, our Dare of the Week. And
yeah.
We want to invite our listeners, since today we're talking about stress and finding ways to remain true to yourself, we are inviting our listeners to take this opportunity to look at a stressful situation in their life, something that has caused you maybe some worry, concern, restless nights, sleepless nights, that type of thing, arguments with your spouse. And take the time, first of all, to connect with who you are. If that's going out in nature, meditating, going for a walk, reading a book, anything that would help you to really connect with who you are. Find some joy and inspiration with yourself first, and then take a look at that situation, that particular stressful situation in your life, and see if you have more information or messages available or a different perspective, a different vantage point.
Right. And I think oftentimes with stressful situations, in order to get a more accurate perspective on things, you have to get out of the emotions and the physical reaction to stress. And so basically getting yourself into that, you know, balanced, peaceful state, at least for a few moments, even if it's only a matter of taking 5 deep breaths, you know, closing your eyes and then doing it, it's very, very important because it will allow you to see things a little differently, perhaps.
Yes. I mean, it's just when we connect, we find clarity, and clarity allows further movement, forward movement in the direction of where you want to go, where you want to be.
Right. And you may not think, oh, this is my goal, this is where I want to be. But when you're having tumultuous situations, it's really your inner self saying, I want to be more, there's something that needs to change here. So unless you're going around blissful all the time, your soul is screaming for you to move forward in new ways and to become more. So you need to listen to that and allow that.
Absolutely. And you have all that available to us. I mean, each and every time that we go through any experience that isn't necessarily pleasant, or any experience for that matter, we receive additional information that creates future experiences for ourselves. And so
right.
If we don't like what we're seeing and we feel a cyclical or a repeating pattern, that's information as well. And we can always know that if we're experiencing something that we really don't like, we have created the exact opposite of something that we really do like, even if it's unspoken or unknown. And all we have to do is step back and trust and allow the unfolding to get us there.
Yes. And I think that it's really, really important for us to just allow and to open up to all the support around us, because we are supported. And this support can come through intuition. It can come through overhearing a conversation. Or I can't tell you how many times I've had a question about something, and within moments, I will get an email regarding that very question I had. It might be, you know, somebody's insight of the week, or, you know, a Facebook post that's, you know, somebody's put on my wall, or, you know, it, the information's out there, and it can come very, very quickly. So really, it's a matter of seeking that information, seeking to have that higher level perspective, you know, above the trees instead of wandering your way through the dark forest, and then see what information you get, because that information can illuminate the path to happiness and joy and ease.
Yes. And even, you know, when you're open to the information, it can fall out of the sky.
Absolutely. And hit you in the head.
It's funny. That's right.
Because I, you know, I have a relationship with, I call them my guides. I'm not sure if it's just the information in the field, you know, the more scientific version, or if it's, you know, the angelic realm or whatever, but, you know, they've got senses of humor. They're showing me information via numbers all the time, which is kind of funny because, you know, former math major and a former statistician, numbers speak to me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll laugh and I say, okay, hit me over the head with it. And I have to, wait a minute. I probably shouldn't say that.
No, don't be literal at all.
Yes. Because I really
that
don't want to get
a relationship. I'm like, if you want me to pay attention, bring it to me in multiple sources. And the way they do, the sense of humor that you're mentioning is just, it is quite fascinating at times and makes me laugh out loud. People look at me like I'm strange because I think I'm laughing at nothing.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm just really grateful that these days we have Bluetooth headsets, because when I travel in the car, sometimes I'll get information. Sometimes I'll speak to my inner guidance, or I'll be looking at, you know, the third number 112 I've seen in, you know, the past 24 hours. It's like, okay, I get it. And I'll look up number 112, Enduring Virtues Numbers Guide, you know, and say, okay, is this message meant for me? And then I'll laugh because, oh my goodness, it is. But yes, it looks like I'm talking to myself, and I'm not.
And I can't believe we're already out of time.
I know. This has been a wonderful conversation, Sabrina. I can't wait to see you in person. You're coming my direction for our seminar this weekend, Saturday, September 15th in the Seattle area. Check out our website, AuthenticityRising.com, and tune in again next week. We'll love to see you here.
You've been listening to Authenticity. Dean and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.